walk out of shame. And we say, Father, because of the righteousness of God, through faith in the blood, there's no more condemnation to us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Let me say, if you've been dealing with condemnation, you right now need to stomp your foot and just say, Mr. Devil, I plead the blood. Just do it right where you are right now. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I say, the blood has made me accepted. It's made me accepted in the beloved. Amen. Tell the devil to get out of here. Shut that accusing voice up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Freedom's in the house this morning, man. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. 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 My past is gone. Hallelujah. 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 Can you just sense that this is a faith builder?
Yes.
What we were sharing at the beginning, this is really one of the main ingredients in having a spirit of faith, is just living free from condemnation. That's what this was about this morning. You can boldly possess all that God's given you because you have a spirit of faith, because of the cleansing of the blood and your knowledge of the cleansing of the blood. I encourage you. I got a couple people on my heart I want to minister to here in a minute. But I encourage you to study, which we didn't have time to get into this morning. I'm putting a series out on this. I did 6 weeks of this preaching in our church. But study the ingredients that are in the blood. You go through the New Testament and you'll find there's victory in it. There's a righteousness in it. There's healing in it. There's all sorts of things in the blood. Every time you see the blood, just put a highlighter over it in your New Testament or something, and you'll start finding patterns of different things that's in the blood. When I was years ago, we first went to the church, the pastor where we are now, that we got life insurance, and they came out and they took some blood and tested our blood whenever we got that life insurance. They wanted to know how healthy we were or whatever. I thought the report would come back with, you know, there's three or four things in the blood. I know there's white blood cells, red blood cells, you know, there's hemoglobin and stuff. I didn't know much was in the blood. The list that came back was about this long. I thought, boy, there's more in my blood than I realized. And then I started thinking, you know, there's more in the blood of Jesus than most people realize. So you need to study the ingredients that are in the blood. I'll tell you something that's in the blood, access to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, we looked at some of them this morning. If we went through it and thought of it in that light, you'd get even more blessed. But that's something that you should do, because your faith in the blood will only go to the level of your knowledge of what's in the blood. Faith never can operate beyond your level of knowledge. So when you find out, oh, that's in my blood. I mean, not my blood, but in the blood of Jesus. I was illustrating with how I discovered what's in my blood. In my blood, there is disease-fighting properties. In my physical human blood, there's certain parts of it that will attack viruses and stuff like that. Isn't that cool? Well, that's in the blood of Jesus. There's disease-attacking elements in the blood of Jesus. And so you can just go through there and get so blessed. Amen? Praise God. I want to minister to a few people that I have on my heart. You, dear sister. Yeah, come up here. I'm just following the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You, sir, come up here. You, sir, also, come up here. Hallelujah. Miss Sharon, come on up. And are you an usher? Okay, whenever you're done, and I want to minister to you. Praise God. Father, hallelujah. Thank you for my dear sister. Thank you, Father God, that you are good and you're merciful. Hallelujah. Father, this is one's been snatched out of the devil's hands. Satan thought he had her. And we laugh this morning because your days in her life are over. Mr. Devil, your days are over. She now is the property of God. Hallelujah. And Father God, now there is a cleansing that has taken place because of your shed blood and her faith in it. And we're so thankful, Father. Thank you for what you've done in her heart. Thank you for what you've done in her mind, her emotions, and the work that you continue to do. And Father, I don't know everything, but I just have this in my heart that there's a further separation this morning, a further separation from something in her past. And we thank you, Father, this morning because of a higher knowledge and a higher faith because of what she heard this morning. That there's now a further separation in the name of Jesus. Something that has tried to dog you from your past is cut off now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. I call her free. I call her free. I call her free. I call her free. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost on this, my brother. I thank you, Father, for the power to tread on some things that have tried to dog him and dog his family. Mr. Devil, because of the blood, he doesn't belong to you. He is free from you. To you, he's a dead man. He no longer exists because in your kingdom, he was crucified and doesn't exist. He's in the kingdom of God now and raised with Jesus. So no longer will that track him and dog him. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Now boldness becomes an element of his faith life. Hallelujah. Because that sense of worthiness is growing, 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 growing in him. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Father. I ask you to give him a revelation of righteousness, acceptance, and cleansing through the blood. Thank you. In the name, be it now unto you, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I've been sitting watching this whole week that there's an anointing on you, a call on you. A separation that God has brought you out from others back home that, oh, not grandma or anyone, but just others back home that just aren't as hungry for the things of God as you are. So God brought you to this place because he saw your heart, saw your hunger. And those that hunger and thirst, they will be filled. But you today are not only filled with the Word and the Spirit, but filled with an impartation that will be needed for you to run your race. Ha, 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 pastakite. So by faith, Father God, I impart unto this young man equipment. I don't know what it is, Father. I just know I'm to impart some sort of equipment for him, Father God, to run this race. Hallelujah. And to do it with joy and to do it with great victory. Hallelujah. Make him a mastiki. Elebolo. Kolehana. Dele blessa. Gichikitike. Raise him up and make him a sign and a wonder to many who would say he was nothing in their sight. But in your sight, Father, you see a heart that is precious and a delight to your heart. And so, Father, great demonstration of goodness and blessing and mercy and grace and efficiency and sufficiency and all the goodness of the Father comes into his life and shows up in a way that others see it and give glory to God. Hallelujah. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Hallelujah. Basta kia. Bele kukukuta, bronze the sticky jike, kande dodo kesta, bande dukukushi, bande tu festishi, restoration. That's the word I heard, and I don't know what that means, Miss Sharon. Restoration. Restoration. In my mind, I could think of something, but I'm going to just leave that to God and just say what he's saying. Restoration. 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 Oh, Shakaya. The blood. The blood applied to that area of her life. The blood applied to that area of her life. The blood applied to that area of her life. Mastakite. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Mashakate, mingetuku, ikekeke, monjekete, malakende. Thank you, Father. Mastakide, impartations. Impartations that settles him into the path that you've called him to. Impartations. Mushaha. All that's in his heart, Father. All that's in his heart. It'll all come. 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 I thank you for a settling, a settling, a settling. I don't even know what all that means, but that's settling. Ah, Mashakai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. 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 Thank you. Brother Manny, come up here. I don't even know what it's for. I just had a sense to lay hands on you. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Pastor Kaye. Hey, Shokuta. Hey, Ketuka. Hu Katasha. He Keteshe. Igana Nambra Sakaye. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I sure have enjoyed the week. I'm going to turn it over to you, Dean, unless you want me to dismiss or whatever you want. I don't think I got anything else. Amen. Praise God. Thank you all.
Praise the Lord.